Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the next segment, we are going directly back to your calls, open phones. It was extremely informative, frankly quite riveting last hour. We're finishing up right now with Marty Schacter of Calvin Pure Soap, fivestarsoap.com. Marty, in the few minutes we've got left, tell folks about your product line and give me a limerick.
Well, one, we have a sampler package for $20. Last year, about a month or two, it's 6 pounds. It's got all our beautiful Pure Soap products. We've got bulk packages from 1 year to 5 year, save you over $1,000 a year from retail prices in any marketplace. We've got it. We guarantee it. Unconditional guarantee on the products to your satisfaction. Satisfaction guarantee or double your dirt back. We've got it. We share it. You can call our family, myself, my son, my daughter. We're all here waiting for you to call. 1-800-340-7091. We're here for you. Now, I got a very old story I found in my files. Are you ready?
I am.
He took me up into his room where we could not be seen. He put his hand around my neck so tight I could not scream. He took off all my wrappings and gazed upon my form. I stood there cold and shivering while he was steaming warm. Again, he touched me with his fiery lips, without pause, stint, or fear, and made me what I am today, an empty bottle of beer.
Marty, you are something else. Everybody here at the office, and I know the listeners, look forward to your limericks, your stories. 800-340-7091. A decade ago, you couldn't find organic food hardly anywhere. People started demanding it. Now it's displacing all the crud. And so the feds are coming in wanting to label non-organic food, unsafe food, GMO food as organic. It's the same thing. If you start buying high-quality organic soap products, and for hair, you name it, lotions, they've got it all, bar soap, if you dishwashing soap, laundry soap, real soap, if you start doing that, and it is starting to happen, we can displace these giants. 800-340-7091. Marty, great having you with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon.
You bet, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to break. And, again, I have this giant stack of vital news in front of me we're going to be going over as well. One of the big ones is a health issue, and I mentioned it last hour, but I want to cover it more after we get to a couple of galleries of calls here. CNN. Task force opposes routine mammograms for women age 40 to 49. Now, I study this so in depth, and my level of knowledge, and I'm not someone who's wise will tell you how much they don't know. It's just that it's like a brain boost or something. Knowing our enemy so well, it's pure torture at certain times. Believe me, the novelty of knowing what's really going on kind of wears off when you can't turn it off. You can't not understand. It's about 2:30 in the morning, wake up, can't go to sleep, I'm in front of the computer, headline, task force opposes routine mammograms for women age 40-49. Now, I knew before I read it that they were never going to tell you that the task force opposes it because it can cause cancer, the studies show. I already knew that a bunch of other major groups and universities and task forces had come out years ago, more than a decade ago. And I knew when I read this article it wouldn't be in there. I knew they would just say, oh, but that's how the globalists operate. They lie by omission. That's their favorite. Oh, yeah, you might not need those. But some other doctors disagree and say the risk of cancer is great enough that you might want to do it. But they don't tell you why they're saying don't do it, that it can give you cancer, that it can trigger cancer. So I just Googled the term mammograms cancer and hundreds of mainstream articles like this one. Mammograms can increase breast cancer risk. The Daily Mail from June 27, 2006. Hundreds, when I say hundreds, there's actually thousands. I'm just being conservative. See, CNN won't even tell women the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend's Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist, historian, top terror analyst, has done a detailed breakdown report that he gave to InfoWars.com to post yesterday. And he's going to be joining us in the last hour to go over the evidence that Fort Hood was a staged event, a drill that they used as a cover story. Just like they had a drill on April 19th, 1995 to cover their operation, their false flag bombing. The government had drills running of the exact same targets being attacked at the exact same time on 9/11 to make NORAD get confused and stand down. 7/7, the government contracted for a drill to be run that morning of the exact same bus and exact same trains to be attacked at the exact same stations at the exact same time. In my film Terror Storm, there's an actuary that was done, the system they use for insurance calculations, that it was, what, one out of 23 trectagillion? That's trillions of times all the grains of sand in all the world. And by the way, I'm not going to play the clips. You can Google Peter Power Drill on YouTube, and you can see him on BBC, on ITN, and on BBC Radio, and then on CBC. He gave four different interviews, in case people think he spoke incorrectly, going, oh, it was quite incredible, it was quite strange, it was quite amazing. In fact, people won't believe it. It's been years since I played it. Go to YouTube and type in Peter Power, Peter Power drills on 7-7, admits drills on 7-7. Peter Power admits drills on 7-7. And there'll be BBC, ITN, CBC, and BBC Radio. Just pick one of them. He says the same thing. Because they were meant to throw it in everybody's face. Plus, I don't believe he was involved in the attacks, and I've been clear about that. But when media has gone to talk to him about it after this, at one speaking event, he went and locked himself in a broom closet and hid for an hour and wouldn't come out. Well, in that case, he was at the at a public forum at the London School of Economics. He won't talk about it. But obviously, I don't think he was involved because he came right out. He was the former head of Scotland Yard, head spokesperson. He came out and said, it was quite eerie, quite strange. We were running the exact same drills at the exact same time. And then it turned out they were with the Metro, with the Underground. Now, why would they do that? Here he is from ITN National British Television. Here it is.
Issue. Today we were running an exercise for a company, bearing in mind I'm now in the private sector, and we sat everybody down in the city, 1,000 people involved in the whole organization, but the crisis team. And the most peculiar thing was, we based our scenario on the simultaneous attacks on the Underground and Mainline station. So we had to suddenly switch an exercise from fictional to real. And one of the first things is, get that bureau number. When you have a list of people missing, tell them. And it's a long time.
Just to get this right, you were actually working today on an exercise that envisioned virtually this scenario?
Almost precisely. I was up until 2 o'clock this morning because it's our job, my own company, Visor Consultants. We specialize in helping people to get their crisis management response. How do you jump from slow time thinking to quick time doing? And we chose a scenario with their assistance, which is based on a terrorist attack because they're very close to a property occupied by Jewish businessmen. They're in the city, and there are more American banks in the city than there are in the whole of New York.
Now, there are several reasons the globalists do this. They fund terror attacks through the drill funding. That way, if another agency that's compartmentalized and not involved in the attacks finds out about it, if they catch the men planting bombs, if the police would have stopped the four young Arab men who we know were hired to take part in another drill to test security, if anyone busts them or catches them, oh, it's just a drill. Do you understand? And also with InfoPol 9, Echelon, the different snooping systems, when different bureaus pick up on the chatter of a terror attack, they stand down because they're told it's just a drill. So I could go on these subjects. But Tarpley's coming up in the last hour to talk about Fort Hood. You want the inside skinny, get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be very informative. Call your friends and family. Please tell them to tune in right now. So, it just makes my head spin to know that they were running a drill at Fort Hood. That's been confirmed. At the same time, there is just no end to what these people do. Okay, let's go ahead. And I could play the clips of the drills on 9/11 if you'd like. I mean, I'm not making any of this up. And the drill on April 19th. On and on and on. Police, doctors, others showed up less than 1 minute after the Alfred P. Murrah building got blown to bits. And they asked the BATF, why are you in full bomb gear? How are you already here? And one of them told the local doctor, he said, say that I was on the top floor and fell in the elevator and bandaged my leg. And the doctor said, I've got real people to help. You're not hurt. Police officers noted this. Of course, they got killed later. Terrence Yankee got tortured to death. He was publicly saying it was an inside job. Man, they took him and tortured him something fierce. You can search the term Terrence Yankee's autopsy. They tortured him bad. I'm not going to go over all the torture. It was hardcore. He called his partner and said, I got FBI tailing me. That was the last he was ever heard of. Whether they were FBI or not, he thought they were FBI, and they tortured him bad to find out what else he knew. They don't play games. And the BATF said, oh, we were here part of a drill. Yeah, you were part of a drill, all right. And the BATF was running a drill 6 months before in the New Mexico desert, blowing up Ryder trucks with ammonium nitrate. Oh, that's admitted. See, I could go on and on and on. The more you study this, the more you understand. You think it's fun going up against these killers? These people will blow up their own federal buildings. They picked it because it had a daycare. McVeigh got mad about that. That's come out in federal documents. He said, he told Terry Nichols, he said, look, I'm a deep cover federal operative meant to flush out militias and terrorists. We've been set up. I'm angry about this target. There's kids in there. He was probably starting to figure out he was a patsy. Let me tell you something. If you're a Fed or a federal informant and they're asking you to take part in a drill, one time out of 100, you might get set up. The other times, it may just be a drill. But they ask you to run around with a machine gun in front of a building, don't do it. They ask you to carry a backpack on a train to see if you can get through security, don't do it. They ask you to carry a fake bomb on an aircraft, which the ATF gets caught all the time doing, and oh, it was just a drill. Yeah, it's just a drill most of the time until it goes live. Do you understand me? Your bosses are murdering psychopaths. The government's corrupt and evil. Period. There's no fixing it. Read the Declaration of Independence. We've got to arrest these people. We've got to set our government up again. Under the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. I can't believe I'm Alex Jones. I can't believe I know all this stuff. I can't believe I've been studying it for 16 years, on air 14 years. I can't believe how clear it is to me because I know their M.O. They've been caught over and over again. And I just can't believe it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I have to watch it happen in slow motion, and I'm sick of it. And all the weasel media whores that love the system and love attacking me and lying about me, it's just... I'm not whining. It's a great weight, ladies and gentlemen. But even if I try to deny it to myself, the tyranny's still there. It doesn't go away just because I wish it would. Don't you understand? I know why a lot of you are in denial. I know, I understand your defense mechanism psychologically. You don't want to believe this. It's true, though. It's all real. Let's go to calls. I'm shutting up. Let's go to calls. Don in Wisconsin. We already went to Don. Who's up next? Or is Don next? Pardon me? Okay, Renee in Florida. Renee, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's an honor to be on your show. I finally am beginning to get my voice back today from heckling Al Gore, the New World Order carbon whore on Saturday night.
Oh, I saw your photo online. Are you the one that had the carbon whore sign?
Yes, I am. That was my beloved sign.
Well, you're beloved to all of us out there fighting that maggot.
Hey, listen, I would love nothing more than to pass that sign along to another InfoWarrior, to the next town the scumbag visits. Shipping is on me. Can we make that happen?
Yeah, I don't know if I can match make that deal, but people can make their carbon whore sign. I don't want to disagree with you, but he's more of a carbon pimp. We're the carbon whores that go out and work to pay the pimp.
Yeah, that's true. Very good point. But
well, what's on your mind today?
What do you do, buddy?
Well, hey, you took over the news media there, so Gore couldn't have it one way. Good job. So tell us what you're up to today.
Well, I'm just sitting back reading about, we have another Ponzi scheme going on in Fort Lauderdale. There's a lawyer that he Ponzi schemed about $1 billion, and you don't really see it on mainstream media. I'm surprised none of the, I'm not surprised because he's got a lot of political people in his corner, like John McCain.
Yeah, they want to sweep it under the rug. There's all sorts of Ponzi schemes by most of the top people in the stock market, in the government. But tell me about the latest case.
This is a lawyer, downtown Fort Lauderdale. It's alleged that he had Ponzi schemed $1 billion, rather, and he's got, he's given, millions to different political parties, I should say. He's got our sheriff department in his back pocket. He had 24-hour police protection down here. The guy ran off 2 weeks ago to Morocco. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, unfolding as we see it. So we got Madoff in West Palm Beach. We got Scott Rothstein in Fort Lauderdale. And it's never ending down here.
You got the other guy that stole $18 billion in Houston.
Yep.
But none of that's anything compared to Goldman Sachs and the big Ponzi scheme, the housing deal they rigged, according to McClatchy. Hey, did that sniveler Al Gore like you standing up to him?
I don't think so. Definitely not. He couldn't hear himself speak.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Worried that inflation will ruin your retirement or plans of sending your kids to college? Get a pencil. Discover how to turn $10,000 into possibly $431,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. For example, investors who took Scott Smith's advice and invested $10,000 in Silver Standard Resources turned it into $431,000. And those who invested in Seabridge Gold Shares turned $10,000 into $800,000. Scott Smith is the former senior executive of Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter. He's urging everyone afraid of the nearly $2 trillion in new debt to get his inflation survival kit. It details seven must-own stocks, including a gold stock with six-figure potential that has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 877-727-2461. That's 877-727-2461. Or go to his website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
There's no turning back. All right, let's go through calls really quick now. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Morning, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Great to speak with you. I hope you had a good time this weekend getting out there in the great outdoors, God's creation.
I did, but I had to run the gauntlet driving out to our family homestead in East Texas of more police than I've ever seen feeding on the slaves.
I know. I remember you mentioning that. It's all scary. It's all evil. Alex, not the main reason I called, but I wanted to mention real quick that Bob Chapman was on Dr. Stan Monti's show yesterday, and they were in the conversation about MK Ultra mind control. And it was brought up in the conversation between the two gentlemen that the, and I can't remember whether it was Bob or Dr. Stan that mentioned it, but that the Fort Hood shooter had actually attended Virginia Tech, and I'm sure
yes,
you're aware of
yes,
it.
Yes, he went to the Blacksburg School, where we've confirmed there was an MK Ultra base, and that's been confirmed. There was a secretive DARPA mind control facility outside the university,
that's where he went.
Look, he's a psychiatrist, folks. Wait till Tarpley comes on the last hour.
That's where the Chinese student, about a year, a little over a year ago, shot 31 people dead. Right. Alex, I think I have some very good news for the parents who've had their children stolen by the so-called Child Protective Services, as well as abortion protesters who've been illegally persecuted for exercising their constitutional right to protest peacefully. About 2 weeks ago on Pastor Butch Paul's show, his guest was Doug Napier. And Doug is a lawyer who founded the Alliance Defense Fund, which is a group of 16,000 lawyers throughout the nation who provide free legal representation in the court systems and free legal advice to people who have been illegally persecuted for exercising the First Amendment right of peaceful protest, said protests being based around Christian-oriented issues such as abortion. I called the show to ask Mr. Napier if his organization would represent parents who've lost their children to CPS kidnapping in whatever legal venue would be appropriate toward having their children returned to them. Mr. Napier replied that his organization would certainly provide legal representation and advice on a pro bono free basis, as they do all of their activities legally on a free basis, to parents who suffered this injustice.
Okay, give folks their website, Mark, and I'm going to jump to the next caller.
It's TELADF, that's Alpha Dog Foxtrot, .org, and I can give you the phone number.
Well, I don't know if they want their number given out.
They have an 800.
We've had that organization on before. Sure, give it out, Mark.
It's 1-800-TEL-ADF. It's a match for the website. TEL-ADF.
All right, thank you so much. We've had a lot of those groups on fighting for parents. Thank you so much, Mark. Holly in New Jersey. Holly, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, yeah, I just started listening to your show probably about like a month or two ago.
Good to have you on board.
Oh, thank you. Well, my boyfriend's mom was saying something about this new health care bill, and I was wondering if you knew anything about this. They were saying something about that if you, let's say you want to go to school for anything involving like medical, and you get any type of federal aid, like you have to participate in the new like healthcare thing?
Well, ma'am, it doesn't matter if you're getting government aid that you have to participate. Everyone has to go get insurance, and you have money taken out of your check, 2.5 to 5%, depending on your tax bracket. And there's 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine to begin with. That is in the bill. It has the rationing, unelected boards that are immune from any type of judicial any type of civil or criminal penalties, and it allows these rationing boards. I mean, that's what England and Canada and Germany have. That's why they all come here for health care. And, ma'am, it's so horrible. You know, we had the first five versions, and they were all bad. This one is worse than those. And they're set to start debating it on the Senate floor today. In fact, we should check the health care bill. But they could bring it out any time. It may be out on the floor right now. After, of course, all the Republican channels told us, oh, we're beating it, don't worry, it won't pass the House, and it did. And then, oh, don't worry, it won't pass the Senate committee, oh, it did. And now Harry Reid announced it was going to the floor today. I don't know, sometimes they move it around, but they love baiting and switching. But does that answer your question?
Yeah, I was going to ask that, and I can't think. I have Medicaid, and I was wondering, like, what's going to happen to that?
Well, a whole host of things. A whole host of things. But stay there. I'm going to try to answer your question when we get back. Stay with us.
I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hey, Alex. I was talking to my mom about vaccinations and if you should, if you shouldn't kind of thing. And we have a friend of the family who runs a security company in Pennsylvania, in the Allentown area. Anyway, she started telling me that a lot of his business lately has been installing security systems on farms. Believe it or not, they're installing cameras and security systems on chicken farms to protect the eggs for future vaccine production. I'm wondering what they're planning next. That's all I got.
And here's another clip from the phone system.
Yeah, this might not be 60 seconds long. Mr. Jones, could you do America a big favor and get some bumper stickers out there that says, kick the bums out. Kick the bums out of the house and say, let's just kick them out. Let's just kick them out. They're not doing anything for their nation. Kick the bums out. I think if we can get these circulated before midterm, it's going to make a big, big difference. And it might even cause some of them to change their mode of thinking. If not, just go along with policy and kick the bums out. But we need those bumper stickers. We need slogans. We need to just drape the whole United States flags and everything with these slogans. Kick the bums out. Kick the bums out of the House and Senate. Let them know that we don't like them. Kick them out. Let them know that we don't like the press cheating us, robbing us of our intelligence and other facts. what's going on with this nation. Kick the bombs out. Thanks.
It's a great idea. You need to make up some flags that say throw the bombs out on one side, stop the New World Order on the other. Infowars.com. Okay, let's continue with Holly in New Jersey. What was your other question, ma'am?
Well, I get Medicaid because, I can't really afford regular insurance and stuff. And, I was wondering, what's going to end up happening with that?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's a 1,960-something page bill. And so is the climate bill. And so I've gone through the subsections. Basically, what it does is it does set up the rationing panels that are called death panels. It gives a 2.5 to 5% tax, depending on your tax bracket. Then it also, on top of that, forces you to get insurance. Or there's prison time, 5 years, $250,000 fine. And it waters down the type of care. They are saying out of Medicare and Medicaid that in the next decade they're going to save $1 trillion. And the question has been asked, how are they going to save $1 trillion? So they're going to increase taxes on everybody that can pay them. And then for people that are supposedly getting the free health care, they're going to cut your benefits and cut what you have access to. And look, that's why Dennis Kucinich, I don't agree with Dennis Kucinich and his socialism, but I really respect him because he went public for 9/11 truth. He went public on Halliburton, DynCorp torture and all the rest of it. And he's a real socialist, a real collectivist. And he said, this isn't collectivism. This isn't socialism. He's written editorials called Dennis Kucinich, Why I Voted Against the Healthcare Bill. And he wrote another one, Dennis Kucinich, title, A Healthcare Bill is a Bailout for Insurance Companies. They wrote it. I mean, I have a New York Times article today, but it kind of whitewashes it like it's a good thing, that says, oh, the talking points for the Republican and Democratic leadership, this is on the Drudge Report today, of all places. You know, they're linked to it. It was written by Big Pharma for both sides. They would write talking points for both sides, and it says the Republicans, it has the talking points, would be, well, this plan isn't all bad. It's got some good provisions. Telling them, this is how you can act like you're conservative and not get voted out, but still let it pass, okay? This is our strategy, because if you really fight it, you can kill it. So we'll still keep funding you. Just come out and talk about, you have a problem with it, but it does have some good areas. And this is all in the New York Times. And then for the Democrats, oh, this poor woman died. She was waiting on health care. It's all staged. And so if we have a banker bailout, if we have a bank re-regulation system, if we have a health care plan, anything they do will be used to rob us further. And I appreciate your call. They will package something as one thing. They say zig, they zag. They say up, they go down. They say left, they go right. They say blue, it's red. They say green, it's purple. I mean, it's just, it's a tissue of lies. It's a full spectrum dominance of propaganda and disinformation and throwing it in your face and spinning and lying by omission and just frothing from every angle. But I know their tricks. I know their angles. I know their game plan. I've seen them do it in other countries in this country. And I can look at it and I can read their language. That's how we can tell you what's going to happen in the future. Because not only can I analyze their propaganda, everything they're going to do is in white papers. The white papers you never see on the news. They all communicate with each other. There's millions of these parasites. There's 6,000 superclass controllers. Now, I already estimated the controllers at 5,000 to 6,000. Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, 2 years ago published a book called Superclass, the 6,000 people that run the world, and the whole book's World Government, New World Order, and how they run it all. 6,000 people with millions of minions that are compartmentalized that have large pieces of it. They just like the paychecks they're getting. They're mercenaries. Mercenary cops, mercenary military, mercenary politicians, mercenary corporate chiefs, mercenary bureaucrats, mercenaries. They don't care what their job does to society. They lie to themselves. There's interdepartmental propaganda to make everybody feel good about what they're part of and what they're doing. It is sick. And you can sit there and have them give you Kool-Aid with societal cyanide in it and tell yourself it isn't pure death. But I'm here to tell you, it's bad. Terry in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide.
Yes, Alex, been on, talked to you before. Tried to leave a message with you on your hotline there, but you say the number so fast you can't get it all.
Well, let me give you the number.
Okay.
512.
Yes, sir.
646.
Yes, sir.
4444.
Thank you. I can give that to the people in the church. One to call and tell you. I'm here from Ohio. I've talked to you before. I'm the pastor. Chemtrails going out of sight. They have been spraying this southeastern Ohio so heavily that half the time when the sun shines through, you can't see the sun. You only get the light.
Terry, you're not the pastor in Ohio 3.5 years ago that sent me the secret FEMA documents about the clergy response teams and how the preachers were all being hired by the tens of thousands. Oh, wow. I've been wanting to... Now, this happened to two preachers, one from Arkansas, one from Ohio. You're the guy that got the FEMA visit.
Actually got the FEMA papers.
It's so long ago, but one of the other pastors got a visit by FEMA and was also part-time a chaplain at the hospital and got kicked out of there. Was that you?
No.
Okay, well, for those that don't know, what was that, 3.5 years ago?
Yes, sir, 3 years.
Okay, you sent me those documents. People didn't believe them. And then what was it like for you 2 years later to see mainstream news admit everything you'd said? But, oh, the preachers are training to help you go to camps. Oh, the preachers are training you to help turn your guns in. The preachers are going to be here during martial law. And for anyone that denies it, just Google clergy response teams. You'll get mainstream TV newscasts. I mean, again, this would be like if they resurrected Hitler and said, Heil Hitler, we love him. We know what tyranny is. We know what it is.
Well, I mentioned they would have had me, except for one thing, is when we started the church, the Lord laid on my heart not to go and become 501c3. So we chose as a church not to do it. And I told the people right up front, hey, look, if you're coming here to give your money, your tithes and your offerings, just so you can write them off on your taxes, you might as well go to the one on down the road because you're not going to be able to do that here. And we lost about 60 families, but that's all right. But the chemtrails around here are just unbelievable.
What is it like for you to talk about chemtrails, know they're spraying us? The scientists we've interviewed that have tested them said they were barium salts, aluminum dioxide. It's all denied. And then 9 months ago, 10 months ago, the new White House science czar, John P. Holdren, comes out in his first press conference and says, we are controlling the weather. We've done a study so far with barium salts, aluminum dioxide. Now we're about to go to the full project. And then to have China and AP and AFP admitting they totally control their weather. Russia does. Hugo Chavez does. But even though he's admitted they're spraying us, when you talk about it, you get called a kook.
Well, not only that, but I was part of a pastor's association to where we all get together as a group so we can get cut rates on our insurance and things like that. Because I was relaying this information to other pastors, giving them the documented proof, because everything that you have said, you always give where to go to get it. Well, that's what I did. So I would have documented proof to show the other pastors and reverends and all, whatever they all want to call themselves, but I would show them that. And even though you had it right in their face, you had all the documents, the letterhead, everything, they still deny. I mean, it's like they are so blind.
Well, this is how it works, though. At first, if they hadn't been approached yet, now they double the program each year. So it's well over 60,000 right now that we know of. That number's about a year and a half old. So it's probably 120,000. They go to the bigger preachers first. People know that's, well, let me just finish. People know that's tyranny. They know secret FEMA brainwashing of preachers, telling them we're going to pay you to go tell your flock to submit to tyranny. People know that's hardcore Red Dawn level evil. But once it got announced nationally, suddenly I've seen preachers defending it and preachers on the news saying how suddenly, oh yeah, it's good. I'm telling you, go to the FEMA camp. But then Glenn Beck says the FEMA camps don't exist. FEMA's just publicly teaching preachers to tell people to go to the FEMA camp when they're told. See how this is just pure delusion?
Well, you want to hear something better, and you probably don't know this, but I got this information from those that I am affiliated with. Depending upon the size of your church, you can get upwards to $3,000 a month that you don't have to report, claim, or anything else, and that's
yes,
where
that.
You have all of these churches going through their building programs.
They're getting new vans. They're getting jumbo TVs. All they've got to do is say, submit to government, take the shots, don't be involved politically. The local Baptist churches in Austin handouts saying, don't even talk about politics if you go to eat lunch after church. You are to, the new Bible is about submitting to government, worshiping government. This is what Hitler did. It's what the Chinese communists did. Yes, but if you've gotten new documents, please send them to us. But I do know that under the faith-based initiative, which Obama, by the way, is continuing, they're buying off the churches. Again, land of the free, home of the brave, a secret program buying off all the major TV, a secret program buying off all the major churches, a secret program, and then now it's all public. All public. I mean, think about the magnitude of this, but because they denied it at first, it's not polite to talk about it. Well, yeah, my preacher's on secret payroll of FEMA. That's not creepy. Anything else?
Yes, sir. I talk to the police on a pretty regular basis in the town that I'm from. And this past week, I had a conversation with a lieutenant. And his comment was this. They get visited by Homeland Security or a representative from them once a month to get updates.
Yes, now, under the federal grants, they are telling the local counties under the name of emergency management everything they've got to do. The police are being totally federalized.
And they also, here's the most ironic part about it all. In talking to him, I began to share with him, since I'm a Vietnam vet, began to share with him about Oath Keepers. Well, he knew nothing at all about Oath Keepers, but they know everything about you when you come on, because as soon as I mentioned, well, you need to listen to Alex Jones, and I gave him how to get on and what to do and the times you come on, I give him all that information. He knew everything. They are letting all of them know about you and what you talk about and things like that. And they give them information on how to actually talk and convince themselves that what you are relaying over your program is not all true.
All right, let's stop there. I've seen the manuals. It's called Kernel of Truth. And they understand, and I hate to admit this on air because it's very dangerous, but they already know it, so why not just admit it? They understand, for whatever reason, this country boy from Texas has got their number. I see right through them on every point. It's a nightmare to actually be able to see. A lot of you probably are blessed. You actually don't see the full picture. It's unbelievable. And they know I can wake them up. They know I can reach out to them. They know I can deprogram them if they'll deprogram themselves. If they'll just go look and find out I'm not lying, that over 90% of the EPA scientists signed a petition, now it's 2 years ago, asking that fluoride be taken out, that it is causing cancer and is deadly and brain-damaging people. Now, don't believe me. You know, when they tell you there's no mercury in the shot, officers, go get the insert. Okay, find out who's lying to you. And you're going to find out it's the federal government. They work for Madoff. They work for Ken Lay. If that's the type of people they work for, and you better choose sides, because you only got one shot at being right here. Okay, you got one shot. And yes, I've been told and I've seen how they demonize. So let me ask you this. Was he buying what he's told by Homeland Security?
Well, he wrote down the information I gave him and how to get on your program and everything. But that wasn't the main thing. I gave him the information how to get on to Oath Keepers. And I told him, I said, hey, look, God is going to hold you accountable for every person when you break down the doors and you start fire on people, because according to his Ten Commandments, that is murder, and you will be held accountable for it.
Oh, my gosh. Stay there. I just remembered. I'm up at 3, 4 in the morning. I've been up for a few hours. Couldn't sleep. And I'm on YouTube, and there's suddenly these full-page ads that take over the screen where it shows U.S. Army, it's a National Guard ad, kicking in doors. It shows the foot kicking a door, but then it cuts to them saving a family. They're getting everybody ready. Stay there.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The global controllers are scared to death that you're going to educate the police. The New World Order spent a lot of time slowly twisting them, slowly bringing them over to the dark side, slowly teaching them that evil is good and good is evil. It's not going well for them. A lot of police have woken up because they said, yeah, we used to listen to you because, you know, it was entertaining, but a lot of us bought gold 5-6 years ago and have quadrupled our money. We really like you. I mean, think about it on every issue, on every front. We're right, we're right, we're right, we're right, we're right, we're right. Because this is what I do. I mean, I found out the UN wanted to take over my country's sovereignty and set up a police state 16 years ago, and I got involved. And 2 years later, I was on the radio and TV locally in Austin. And 2 years after that, I was syndicated. Because there was still some freedom left. But let me tell you, the shadows are getting long. The sun is setting on the Republican freedom. And there's not time to screw around. But it is bone-chilling to know that Homeland Security has got my number. I know everything I do is surveilled. I know everything I do is watched. It's even come out in federal court before. I know they've got top Nazis that go after me they control. That's come out in federal court. They've got the fake left, George Soros, coming after me. And I'm forced to talk about this more and more because, I mean, this is serious. And whatever they do to me, they're the criminals. Whatever they, however they set me up or whatever they do to me, that's their issue, and they got to deal with God on that. And the only reason they haven't smashed me flatter than a pancake is they've tried to destroy me other ways, and they've had some success. I'm almost kind of glad. Oh, I'm glad you've been effective at some levels, because I'm not perfect either, because you know, the flesh in me says, oh, well, you know, maybe if I let them tear me up a bit, I'll... And maybe I subconsciously clown around sometimes because I think that'll protect me. I mean, later in hindsight, I realize that. But then I get more and more focused, more and more serious, more and more penetrating, and they don't like it. And people know I'm for real. They know this radio show's for real, warts and all. And the globalists don't like it because it's authentic. More than anything, it's authentic, and we know what's going on. And no one is immune from this. And I'm a fighter, like any other normal man who's got his head screwed on half straight. When a bunch of criminals try to come down on me and my family and my country, I fight them. And I don't buy their propaganda, their lies. I don't buy into their disinfo. I'm a free man. My mind is free. But finishing up, Terry in Ohio, or I remembered his voice. He's one of the pastors that gave us the secret FEMA documents, now national news years later, confirmed. Just like we get MIAC reports and Homeland Security reports demonizing veterans and patriots and gun owners from police and federal marshals and others. We get a lot of key info from people like Terry. Terry, we got about a minute left, minute and a half left. Finish up your point because, you know, you're telling them, hey, you're going to be judged by God in all of this. They're going to be judged by more than that, too. The world, they're helping toxify our society as they're being turned into secret police. And I'd be careful if this guy isn't just trying to set you up or analyze you or act like he's your friend. A lot of these guys are like dogs. I mean that in a nice way. They're trained to go out and grab ducks, and you're nothing but a duck to him. But you've got discernment. I mean, do you think he's really reaching out to you?
Well, you know, my wife made that same comment when I come back in and told her the conversation. But one thing I've got to tell you, Alex, you are a watchman, and you're not the only one. And as a watchman, you know, whether you want to be or you don't want to be, I mean, it's just like with me. You know, I really didn't want to get into the pastorate. I was making good money, but then when God called me into it, well, here I am. But as a watchman, you know, God puts us out there to warn the people, to let them know what's going on. And as a watchman, you stand with a sword in one hand and the Bible with the information in the other hand. And you, being a watchman, that's where you stand. And the thing about it is if you kill the watchman...
Stay there. Stay there.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.